Good morning, friends. Pastor Marley here from Alconbury Independent Baptist Church. This morning we're going to think about darkness and light. And in the Bible, Luke records in chapter 1, verse 78 to 79, these words: "Through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death." And then, who is this day spring? Who is the light of the world? Well, Jesus tells us himself. "Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Now I'm sure we're all aware that Halloween is almost upon us. Halloween is made up of two old words, hallow for holy and een for evening. It stems from the Roman Catholic medieval church, when supposedly people were to rise from the dead on Hallows in preparation for the next day, All Saints. However, that's not found in the Bible. But I want us to think this morning about the darkness and the light. Sadly, things are getting darker. People dress up in strange costumes and try to scare you. But I want us to think about being out in the middle of the night in a dark forest. It's pitch black all around you. You can almost feel the darkness. It's maybe foggy or misty, and you cannot see anything. And then your light, your little flashlight, you remember, I can shine that. It will be a little less scary, but not very effective. It's amazing how much a little tiny light can provide. But imagine an adult, or maybe another person, had a huge light and torch that could shine way into the distance. You wouldn't feel that scared anymore, would you? You would also be able to take each step with confidence. You might not be able to see all the way to the end of the path, but you'll certainly see a good way. Now, how is Jesus the light of the world? Well, he came into this world of darkness. Alas, because of sin, people are still in darkness. The Bible describes us in another place as being unable to see the light. But Jesus came to bring light into the world. Has Jesus come to your heart? Oh, my friends, in this time of year, remember Jesus is the light of the world, and that you can know him for yourself. Do you know Jesus as the light of your life? Do you follow him? Do you honor him? Do you obey him? Thank you for listening. God bless you all.